Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Victive Import.
So what are you doing here? Are you taking a photo of me or texting something yourself?
No, it's an Instagram video of you, Mikey.
Oh, I'm staring at you going, hurry up.
You're staring at me being like, put your fucking phone down. Well, it's my last stage direction today, so I wanted to commemorate it.
Should all acquaintance...
Yeah.
Not last ever, though.
Not last ever.
For the listeners.
Just... hiatus, before hiatus.
I don't know if anyone realizes, but we're creeping up to Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
No, stop it.
It's your Santa. I never knew, and now I know.
Thank you.
And I'll never not know that.
Well, you'd be good.
Why do you think
you'd
he's growing
good.
The beard?
Yeah, you'd be
it's
good.
Getting, it's getting close to Christmas time.
And the hair is also very long, so
he has to have a disguise throughout the year, and then
Mikey Havoc.
You busted me. Sprung.
Speaking of acting.
Horrifying.
Speaking of acting, speaking of performing, speaking of pretendy.
Let's talk about theatre.
The industry of pretendy.
The industry of magic. Imagine, I reckon theatre as an industry should have an ad campaign, like a real cheesy, like nine. Do you know that old Wellington?
Yeah. Not the people we're pretending to be.
Oh, what? It's like absolutely positively Wellington. It's these people like rollerblading around the waterfront. Yeah. I think theatre as a wide industry should have one of those. On television.
Just to be like, theatre exists.
Yeah, be like, it exists, bitch, and you need to get amongst it because it's so good.
It's not just jazz hands and inappropriate stretching, is it?
It's absolutely not. It is way more than that.
It's that society. And more.
It's a mirror to society.
Yeah, it is too.
Speaking of mirrors to society.
And it also, you know, it can be quite confronting.
Speaking of mirrors to society, the play that I want to talk about today opens next week, and it's called Jacinda.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited to see it. It's written by Sam Brooks, who is an amazing award-winning playwright, and it's written for the students of the Actors Program. So this play is written for them as an ensemble, which I think is really exciting because how often do you get to see a new play that is also
for who? The Actors?
The Actors Program. It's a
what's that?
Yep. It's an actors training course that is 1 year, and it's
based
in Auckland. And you never get to see new work that is like a massive ensemble because it's too expensive. You can't.
And hard to write though as well. Hard to write something good for an ensemble. You know?
Yes, it is. And Sam's really very, very talented. And this play is set in the weeks of uncertainty from last year's election. So when National had more votes, but New Zealand First had the clincher, and they were deciding with which party to kind of align with.
Wow, okay.
And it's called, and I think it's a lot, like quite metaphorical, like there's characters that are playing the nation and the state, which...
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I think will be very interesting.
I wonder how reflective it will be. And how many liberties they will take?
Yes, well,
because who knows? You know, it was a hard time to read it. You know,
I remember last.
It was nerve wracking, wasn't it?
It was nerve wracking. Yes.
Winston Peters, just imagine
But it was also
Winnie Peters is a fucking maverick. He is just like
just the way that he even like minutes into it, you're still going what? Just which one?
And also, like, he also is the biggest drama queen of all time. Like,
oh,
the
God,
fact
yes.
that he
Still
made
is.
Everyone wait until he announced it publicly in this massive speech, and he, like, kept everyone on the precipice till the bitter end. And
do you think he would have done it differently?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I would have done the exact same thing.
Exactly.
But that's also, I'm also very traumatic, so what are you going to do?
One wonders whether he actually did know. He did know. He knew
he
before
knew.
He even went into
he
it.
Knew
yeah,
straight
what
away.
Am I saying?
Yeah, he just knew. Thought, I'm going to drag this out, you know? Yeah. I'm just going to have a little bit of fun with this.
He's like, this is going to be my last hurrah, and I'm going to go out with an absolute bang.
But I feel like he thinks that about every
What's
hurrah.
The average length of the average? Was he still smoking then? No, he wasn't. He'd stopped smoking, no.
I don't know, is that relevant?
Well, I was just imagining, because the old Winston Peters, I would have imagined, would have just said, okay, I'll just have a cigarette and then we'll go out there. And it was, and as a non-smoker, that waiting for someone to have a cigarette thing, I'm like, come on.
You're like, Jesus Christ.
Really? But then, I've never had that.
And then there was
that.
The Burning Bridges thing recently.
Oh.
Where he just,
oh, yeah, that was a good one, though. You've got to admit.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And especially the fact that he didn't search it up himself on YouTube. Yeah.
I know.
Said, can, you just,
like,
can you just get the
play,
song for me?
He's like, play Burning Bridges.
Anyway.
Anyway, so
that's
Jacinda, Sam Brooks, and I think that's on for 2 weeks, and that's on at the Basement next week, and it's also directed by Sam Sneddon, who directed Burn Her earlier this year, which was an absolute hit.
What was that about? Burn Her?
Burn Her was also a political play.
Yeah.
And it was kind of about a... Like, I watched it and I was like, it's about the Greens, but it's actually about a young, very liberal party led by a queer woman who get one their first seat in government.
I can't believe you thought it was about the Greens.
Yeah, I know. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have absolutely thought? The other shows that's on, Auntie is back tonight, tonight and tomorrow. And
seen lots of ads for that, actually.
Have you actually? Mm-hmm. I thank God, because we need people to come. Now, tonight's filling up, but there are lots of tickets available for tomorrow.
Whereabouts is this happening?
At Te Oro in Glen Innes. I've never been out there.
Oh, maybe that's not what I've seen ads for.
Oh.
Maybe I got confused.
For the, it's
good
like,
one.
Sorry. It's like, I'm not sure now.
Tiny little dirty dogs, head, towel.
People need to realise that that's your project, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But that's, it's also on. Awesome. It's also on.
Yeah, but get people going, man. Come on.
It is my show. It is my solo show, which this whole thing feels very indulgent right about now.
Oh, welcome to the world of indulgence on my radio show. Hello, good morning.
But it's on tomorrow night and it's going to be really awesome. I don't think I'm going to do it in Auckland for a long time. So if you haven't seen
been
it...
been very successful in the past.
It's been very successful. We've had some awards. We've had some tours. We've had some international tours.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is going to be my last hurrah in Auckland for the next wee while. So please come, bring a fucking plate, have a few wines or beers or waters if you don't drink. That's totally fine.
Hard out.
Juice,
orange, apple, whatever. And get ready for a wild ride. And
wet flannel? You just bring a wet flannel and suck on that?
You absolutely can, but be prepared for some very quizzical audience participation.
Okay.
And the other thing that I want to say, this isn't a show, but it will be, Auckland Fringe is happening next year and the registrations are open. So if you have ever thought about making something by yourself, with a mate, if you're an established artist, if you're not, if you want to make something and put it in the Fringe Festival is an amazing time of Auckland that definitely launched my career, and I think lots of other people. It's a really awesome thing to be involved with, and those registrations are open now.
What I mean, how do you, for people who are a little bit too, who might be thinking that, what are the parameters of it? What defines?
So
not much, right?
There's not
perform. If you want to perform, if you've got something you want to perform,
if you've got something you've created, you want to perform, something you've created, something that you want to put in front of an audience, the Fringe is for you. It is the range of work that's in the Fringe. So the Fringe Festival is a theatre festival, essentially, or dance, or performance. It doesn't have to specifically be, yeah, it's any kind of show. That sounds vague and ambiguous, but yeah. I hope it's specific.
So it's on next year. What time next year?
It's on February, March. Of the dates, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's all on the Fringe website. Yeah. And
you do need to register if you want to have something.
You absolutely need to register, and you do need to find a venue, and all of the information is on the Auckland Fringe website. And even if you don't want to put anything in the Fringe, I just want to seed it in your mind that the Fringe is coming up early-ish next year.
Consider it seeded.
Seeded.
Firmly planted. Firmly planted now. Thank you. All right. And otherwise, I mean, there's plenty of other stuff happening around the town there. The theatre, this is where the theatre really starts humming this time of year, doesn't it?
Shit starts happening. We've got Dynamotion coming up with Monster Mash. We've got...
sounds like a couple of energy drinks. What are you talking about?
Dynamotion is it's like a dance acting show. That's on a queue.
Dinosaurs?
No, it's like Monster Mash. It's like...
Okay. I don't get what you mean.
We'll cover that another time.
There's really awesome stuff happening in and around the basement. Obviously, Jacinda is on.
When's that
Shortland
start?
Shortland Street, the musical, is opening soon.
I think Jacinda starts next week.
Starts next week. Yeah.
What did you say about Shortland Street, the musical?
I just said, oh, yeah. I've
seen, is it on yet? Has it started?
I think, has it opened?
I'm not too sure, but I've seen a lot. Yeah. I definitely have seen lots of ads for this.
Yeah. Yes, and they got sponsored by Lime Scooter, I heard through the grapevine.
Really?
This is unconfirmed, but I feel like they have.
God, that's really dragging out, isn't it, the Lime thing?
It's here to stay.
Yeah,
it's here to stay until somebody gets really hurt.
I think people have been really hurt. I really didn't think it would be here to stay.
Someone died in Christchurch.
Well, because of a Lime Scooter. Hi, Mary Margaret, how are you?
They came off Lime Scooter.
The musical opens next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Short Street, the musical, opens next Wednesday.
Cool. Great. Well, theatre.
Right on. Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, fantastic. Okay, cool. Well,
see
thanks.
You next year.
Thanks,
see you
Hannah. Next year. Thanks for your contributions this year to the Breakfast
Christmas.
Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Thanks, The Vic.